Now we travel to an often quiet horse hideaway in Cecil County, which could become one of only 7 hosts worldwide of an Olympic-level equestrian competition, which is called Four Star. WYPR's Karen Hostler recently trotted up to Fair Hill to take a look.
It's shortly after noon at the Fair Hill Equine Therapy Center, where some injured and recovering horses have completed morning workouts, gobbled down their lunches, and are settling in for naps. This modern medical facility is just one tenant on a 5,600-acre equestrian village in Cecil County that also includes a nationally prominent horse training center, a racetrack with grandstands, and a cross-country course with wooded trails open to most all comers. And soon, this horsey hangout on state-owned land may become the permanent home of an annual international equine competition that could attract as many as 80,000 visitors for each 4-day event. Bruce Jackson, who runs the therapy center, says he's rooting hard for the new honor.
Oh, very much so. I think it'll be excellent. It'll be a great addition to the community, and I think everything else that it encompasses will be terrific for the area.
Even if Fair Hill's 4-star bid loses out, plans are already underway for what may be an $8 million upgrade to the property. The makeover, designed by organizations based at Fair Hill, including the Cecil County Fair, calls for rebuilding aging grandstands, irrigating a turf course so it doesn't become hard on the hooves after only one day, and digging pedestrian tunnels under Telegraph Road, which runs through the horse enclave. Unlike commercial horse racing, which draws much of its income from gambling, Fair Hill relies largely on private contributions boosted with some state and local government help. Ross Petticord, executive director of the Maryland Horse Industry Board, said a deal has been struck with the state to finance Fair Hill upgrades with a 50-50 public-private split. Some of the money has already come in, but raising the rest remains a challenge.
Of course, there's no gambling involved in that. So we have to be more creative and finding ways to finance these projects.
Carla Geiersbach is executive director of Fair Hill International, a nonprofit group that has been hosting Olympic-level horse contests there for 30 years. She said the whole horsey community is helping with the project.
We're all working together to come up with the improvements that will work for all the disciplines, which has been why it's been so much fun. But so that will be happening whether we get the 4-star or not.
If Fair Hill beats out a competitor in Virginia for the event, it would become one of only 2 facilities in the nation to share that honor, and one of only 7 worldwide. The distinction would seem a fitting tribute to William DuPont Jr., the well-heeled horseman known as Willie, whose estate was purchased by the state in 1974 and dedicated to the preservation of property for equestrian traditions. Petticord says there are a lot of those traditions.
We have 35 different equestrian disciplines in Maryland, from polo to dressage to 3-day eventing to show jumping to fox hunting to steeplechasing to western riding and rodeos, etc. I mean, it runs the whole gamut here.
Back at the therapy center, this potential East Coast invasion hasn't yet raised any alarms. But it's lunchtime and nap time, remember? I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.